A big blue house on Monastery Street in Sitka has been the subject of more attention than usual. That's thanks to an 11.5-foot-tall totem pole displayed on sawhorses in the front yard.
At the base of the pole, we have Donald Trump there in his classic red tie, white suit jacket.
That's a white button-down, black suit jacket, and cardinal red tie, says Tommy Joseph, a Tlingit master carver in Sitka. He's carved many of the totem poles around town, but this one is a bit different.
Calling a ridicule pole, shame pole for our governor of Alaska, Dunleavy, and our president of the United States. Not really flattering images, but we're trying to make a point.
Joseph and his partner Christina decided to carve this pole after Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed the state operating budget last month, eliminating funding for the State Council on the Arts, cutting the University of Alaska budget, and much more. President Trump's likeness is carved at the base of the pole with a pacifier in his right hand, another in his mouth, and a bone spur coming out of his left foot.
Says he doesn't have a racist bone in his body. Well, he's got a racist bone spur there. It's just what I see and feel there.
Governor Dunleavy is represented as crows on the pole with small beady eyes, another red tie, and blush pink lips. But between the governor and the president is another unique element, two Twitter birds and a dialogue box painted in chalkboard paint. Chalk sits on one of the sawhorses so passersby can update the pole with the latest news in response to President Trump's Twitter obsession.
It's incredible what the stuff he gives you.
The budget cuts concern the Josephs on a personal and institutional level. Tommy has already lost work thanks to the elimination of the State Council on the Arts. And the piece of wood he chose to carve the pole on was no accident.
This piece of wood was the back slab to the Pacific High totem pole that we did years ago. And these are all, you know, public art programs that funding comes through various places such as Alaska State Council on the Arts.
The Josephs are fine-tuning details over the next few days. They hope to see the pole travel beyond Sitka with eyes on Juneau for a next stop. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Nina Sparling.